The Florida Supreme Court on Thursday upheld 1,000-year prison sentences for a man convicted of raping and beating women in Jacksonville in the 1980s when he was a teenager. Arthur O'Darrell Franklin was convicted in three Duval County cases of kidnapping, robbing, and brutally raping women. Attorneys for Franklin, who's now 53, argued he's entitled to resentencing. The case focused heavily on how justices should carry out recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions that treat juvenile offenders differently from adults because they're less mature and their brains aren't fully developed. The 2010 decision in a case called Graham v. Florida said life sentences for juveniles who commit non-homicide crimes must be accompanied by a meaningful opportunity to obtain release based on demonstrated maturity and rehabilitation. But in its 4-3 decision, the Florida Supreme Court said Franklin should not receive a new sentence, in part because his sentence includes the chance for parole. In the dissent, Justice Barbara Pariente wrote, "There was no indication the parole commission made the constitutionally required considerations based on maturity and rehabilitation." Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.